Now, Wednesday's CNN town hall with Biden was such a pathetic exercise of fawning and futility. I was almost going to skip the full dissection tonight, but then I changed my mind. During the 90-minute event, it was excruciating. We saw a sitting president embarrass himself with a combination of lies, obfuscation, and purposeful ignorance. And we saw a television host nod along as the sad spectacle unfolded.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means, you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA.
Yeah.
So the Federal Drug Administration.
Glad that was clarified. Now, at a time of immense economic, health, and national security challenges facing the United States, Don Lemon could have done a huge public service by asking tough, fair questions throughout. But instead, most of the time, he came off more like an assisted living aide. Now, there's no nice way to put this, I'm sorry, but Joe Biden's losing it. He is rarely capable of starting and finishing a complete thought without kind of wandering off on some meaningless tangent, like when he was asked about how the administration can promote vaccines in the African-American community.
So we've taken literally mobile vans and people to the communities, to the hardest hit communities, and it's beginning to have some impact. But we have to talk about it more. For example, I was just with I get in trouble because my wife is a Philly girl, I'm a Philly fan, an Eagles fan. I just hosted the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And there's a guy, there's a quarterback there. What's his name, Matt?